Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day of the work week from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. You can find Impact Power Sports at impactpowersportsmi.com. Perhaps you're looking for a Yamaha golf cart. Or perhaps an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, go-kart, you name it, they have it at Impact Power Sports. They are in Rockford, Michigan. So nice to have them on board. Their website again, impactpowersportsmi.com. We're rolling on another edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. And I want to get right to the good news. The good news is our pal Jeremy, K-Zoo Jeremy. I have two fat people updates, former fat people updates. That's been a big trend here on this podcast for quite some time. I cannot believe it's been nearly 1 year since Jeremy started to take care of himself. I mean, we are knocking on the door of that. It does not seem like that long. But here we are. At last check, we are how many weeks into this? 46 weeks into this. You are on your 47th week. Really, really a fantastic story. And he sent me an email, and I want to share it with you because I think it kind of encapsulates a lot of things in a nice way. The big fellow writes, so October 9th, EZ, which was about 1 month into Fatathon, I had a doctor's appointment. I was on blood pressure meds twice a day at that time, and even with the meds, my BP was 148 over 90. That's high. A couple of weeks ago, I noticed that I was getting really dizzy when I'd stand up. I messaged my doc, and she told me to stop taking the nighttime dose, which made sense. I figured the dizziness was coming from my BP dropping too quickly, and she confirmed that that was likely the culprit. So maybe like... I guess what you're looking at there is the medicine is doing too much because we just doing the math here. The pieces fit together. The weight loss has caused the blood pressure to drop. Well, and then you add the effects of the medicine. It's a little too much, you know. He says, anyway, I took my meds at about 2:30 in the morning most recently. So like the day he sent this yesterday. He took the meds at 2:30 in the morning. He sent it to me at just after 8 p.m. He wrote, it's 8 p.m. right now, so we're looking at 17 and a half hours removed from taking half of the dose that I was originally prescribed. And my BP is 129 over 76. Wow. The big fella writes, after a lifetime of having high blood pressure as well as a family history of it, I genuinely think I am a few months away from having normal BP unmedicated for the first time since like fifth grade. What started out as a silly competition has added, most likely, a decade onto my life. I don't think this was ever a silly competition. I never once got that impression. Jeremy adds, you mentioned in the Patreon today that I can just, that I can't just snap my fingers and compare how I feel now to how I felt then, when he was over 113 pounds heavier. He says, that's very true, but a couple of weeks ago, I had to carry 40-pound bags of sand, two at a time, about 150 yards while I was at work. I could barely do it. My whole body was exhausted. I was out of breath, drenched in sweat, 80 pounds. And by then, I was probably down 110, so 30 pounds less than I was carrying around when I was fat as fuck. I added that. That experience was extremely humbling. It really put into perspective how far I've come. Yeah, if you were to add the 100 and so pounds that you had on your body, I mean, every step, it's exhausting. You're right. Just as you described it, your body's like, oh, boy, we got to take it easy. Now you can handle that no problem with that weight not there. It's incredible. In other news, he writes, I'm probably going to be getting a new job soon. There's a company in Byron Center that's very interested in me, and it seems promising. Pay is comparable, but instead of working my current 12 to 16 hours a day, it seems like I'll be working more like 10 to 12. I plan on using those extra hours to start lifting in a gym. You've seen the pictures of my dad, his dad, Feech. He was ripped, and I kind of want to follow in his footsteps in that way, too. I've always wanted to start lifting anyways, but I was always so out of shape that I'd get discouraged super easily. Now that I'm in a healthier weight class, I think it's time to start getting after that goal. Being able to beat Becky in arm wrestling a contest would also be an added bonus. Yeah, she's strong as hell. Anyways, I made her hug me hard, by the way. When we had our little thing in Rockford, Corner Bar, and then Pinball Land, she gave me a hug. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Do it like you mean it. Make me humble. I can feel like these python arms just... I'm like, oh, yeah! Kick off your shoes! Anyways, sorry for the novel so late at night. It's kind of just stream of consciousness right now, and I needed to get it out. LOL. So I wrote to him, I love all of this, I'm super proud of you. I'm not really one for a lot of words. I'll just save it for here. Yeah, my God. Think about that. You were, however many weeks ago, I always forget, 46 weeks ago? 46 weeks ago, you were all fucked up. You were sad on that day in September because you found out that the previous chick who had since broken up with you while she was dating you was getting taken to Pound Town by somebody else. So you were like, oh, God, it's fucking terrible. And I said, I go, well, and then I don't know. I guess I don't really remember the dynamic of what you said. But at some point in there, it was conveyed, well, just, you know, to lose some weight. Let's start right now. And then that's been it. And like, you haven't, like, let up from that for 46 weeks. That's pretty fucking great. Again, you could write a book. And then now you add into the fact that all these amazing side effects that are helping you. And you look better. You feel better. You're a fucking pinball wizard. You got the girl, just like I said. I said this is going to help you improve in your acquisition of snatch. And boy, has it. You got the girl. You got the health. And now we're looking at a new job, a new frame of mind. You're stronger mentally. And it just seems like yesterday that this all took place. I'm so stoked for you. And it's all you. I mean, come on now. If all it took was just somebody saying, yeah, Eric told me to do it and I did it, then everybody would do it. It's hard. what you're doing is very, very difficult. So sure, I might have said something and you may be held accountable, but we've had people who haven't been able to make it. You are the most successful story that we've had. Rebecca, myself, and Amanda are still trying, but you're the one who has been the most consistent. That is not easy work, and you did it simply by changing your attitude and your outlook on all this. Mike, what the fuck, brother? Really great. All right. Let's go and check out, do a little roll call here. Jeremy, when I started talking about this, he wrote, "Oh shit, I'm the top story." And then Bob said it must be a slow news day. Oh, you aren't kidding. In fact, I was looking at what I have to talk about today, and I'm like, this might be one of the shortest shows ever. You know, honest to God, when you do this, when you do what I do, you're checking out all your resources of the things you can talk about. And it's just some days it's not there. But so today is one of those days. You're like, EZ, that looks brand new on you, what you're wearing, and it's very bright. For those of you who are watching on the live stream, you see it. And for those of you listening to the audio podcast later, this is probably the brightest shirt I've ever worn. It's the Dirty Donut jersey. And this is a historic jersey because this is the jersey that people were wearing when, and I mentioned it again yesterday, we could talk about this every day, when someone took a shit in the hallway of Martin High School in Martin, Michigan. God, some of the most epic things I have ever discussed on this show involve feces. Why is that? This is ridiculous. But anyway, Rebecca says, what about an Ask Me Anything? What I like about Ask Me Anything is it sometimes pulls people in from out of the woodwork who normally would just be quiet while the show is going on the live stream, who are never, ever in the chat. And so at the same time, if you have something that you've always wanted to ask on these shows like this, like you're right, Rebecca, by all means. If you have something that you've always wondered about, how we do what we did on the radio, how we're doing what we do now, or when I say we, I mean me. I don't know where my brain is on the things that I pull off, the trolling, the shit that I say and do, and the fun that I have, and how mean I can be when pressed. Because everybody knows that when I am, I can be probably the meanest person on the planet, and I do that willingly. I do that, and I have no apologies for when I am mean. I have only ever in my life been mean to people who deserve it, or if it's in the scope of the show, saying ridiculous things in a show setup. Like, EZ, you made fun of my kid that's got a birth defect. And I was like, well, yeah, that's my fucking job. You always laughed when I made fun of everybody else just because your kid's got a birth defect. And I didn't make fun of her kid. I made fun of some kid that had a similar face that looked like Silly Putty. So then this dumb bitch, we talked about it yesterday, got all pissed off. Oh, my God, you made fun of my daughter. Well, I didn't make fun of your daughter. I just made a horrible comment. That's what I did. And you've laughed at all of them. It just so happens that your fucking kid has the whatever the fuck it is that makes a kid's face look like Silly Putty. It's not my fucking fault. Shut up. By all means, ask those questions. Alan says, speaking of Zaniac, says Stevie returned since the rage quit. Stevie is here today. I saw her. I saw a hissy fit is here. She wrote hello. So she may be working that out of her system. See, that's a perfect example. Stevie felt threatened and attacked. And she rage quit the other day, and now she's back. And Rebecca says she was here yesterday, so she's totally cool. She loves it. She loves me, and that's it. All right, so there you go. If you want to do an Eric Zane Ask Me Anything, you can do so in the chat, or it might not be anything. I don't know. I'm just saying that on these types of days, sometimes the heavy lifting is a little too heavy, and it's hard to come up with things to talk about. Stevie says, I said hello this morning. Absolutely. I saw you. I'm glad you're there. New person, St. Jackson says, what do you think about Howard Stern? Okay, maybe a little bit more info there. Am I missing something? Or is it just my general overview of Howard Stern? My overall opinion of Howard Stern. I like Howard Stern. The way the show is now, it's a little different. I could still listen to it by all means. St. Jackson says, general overview and how is he regarded in the industry by other radio folk? Well, from my perspective, Howard Stern is a pioneer, creating a style of radio that has changed over the years, but overall, one of a kind. One of the things though that bums me out about Howard has always been when he says that anyone who's ever done anything in broadcasting is imitating him, and I've never really liked that angle. It sounds ridiculous. Tophis says, shock jock stuff aside, Howard Stern is still an incredible interviewer. Sometimes. He has moments. There are times that I listen to him and I'm like, yeah, fucking knock it off. This is going nowhere, Howard. I actually think that I get more insight when I listen to Rogan interview somebody than I do Howard. When it comes to Howard and the shock jock stuff, you got to understand that at the time that was cool. Badger says he's woke Stern these days. Well, you know, I mean, I get it. And it's interesting to me. I digress totally. It's weird to me that the term woke has developed a new meaning. You know, initially when that started to develop, that was someone who's, you know, cognizant of the things going on in the world, not discriminatory. Nowadays, if you say someone's woke, it's a horrible term from half the country. I always thought woke meant that you're a caring individual. And you were concerned about other people's feelings, which, believe it or not, I am. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. Cole with the question, who's a bigger pussy, Freebeer or Chad Zumok? Probably Freebeer. Jeremy says, Howard nowadays is just really good at cozying up to celebrities and friends. Yeah, I think so. But, you know, you can't deny what Howard has helped do for the radio industry. Not like because he sought out to help the radio industry, but I think that the uniqueness of him, I think, opened the door for a lot of other people. All right. I have another great email that came in from Nick the Black Belt. Nick the Black Belt has made quite a mark on this show. Now, this is the before picture of Nick the Black Belt. In this pic, the dog is sniffing tit sweat, it appears. What an adorable dog, by the way. And this is Nick now. Okay, here's Nick the Black Belt after dropping 100 plus. By the way, you look good bald. When there was still hair, you look like you're 95 fucking years old. Shave it off. Good move on your part. Because you look good bald. You look good bald. Jeremy looks good bald. Handsome fellas. But this is Nick. He Nick the Black Belt has gotten quite proficient at the defense arts, if you will. Self-defense. Fast hands, fast feet, great brain. And away he goes. There's something here to this story, too. I like this one. Nick reached out. He wrote, "Easy, you stated on the Patreon that you wanted to hear more about me losing 100. First, feel free to share, because if I can help anyone in the fatathon or listening to find a way to change your lives, I would love to do so. Back in 2017, I was 250, and I started kickboxing to try and get fit and lose weight. By mid-18, I was working out 45 minutes a day, 4 days a week, but I couldn't lose the weight. I have the trouble of eating my depression. I was on the highest dose of antidepressants and mood stabilizers and could not lose the weight." Let me jump in here, Nick. You did it more than once on this email. And this is a common thing. When you spell the word lose, there is only one O in lose. Okay? L-O-S-E. When you throw that second O in there, lose becomes loose, you fuck. Now, you seem smart. How the fuck could you do that? Don't do that anymore. If you apply for a job somewhere and you've got all the qualifications in the future, you're going to lose it. They're going to be like, "Oh, fuck, he spelled lose, L-O-O-S-E, throw it away. We don't care how much weight he's lost, you asshole." "I couldn't lose the weight," he writes. "I finally set up an appointment with the bariatric center at Spectrum and started the process of having stomach surgery. I chose to get a sleeve because it was more anatomically correct." I think what that means is they go in there and they put almost like a belt around your stomach. I think that is what it is. "I did that versus a bypass. It has less complications. 8 months later, just as COVID lockdowns lifted, I had the procedure done. In 6 months, I lost 110 and went from 300 to 190. Within a year of my procedure or surgery, I did my first black belt test, and the doctors were amazed that I could do it so soon after surgery. Since then, with doctor's approval, I'm no longer on antidepressants or mood stabilizers and stay between 195 and 200. See how it is? When you're disgusting like that, everything gets fucked up in your brain. You start to get in your own head. You trick yourself. And then you're having it. The next thing you know, you're throwing yourself out of a building. I attached the before picture. I was close to 300 there with a dog sniffing my titty and one from last month. I'm so glad to hear the listeners losing weight the right way. All the food sacrifices and changes I've made to I've had to make were choices I made gladly, but would always recommend not doing surgery unless it's a last resort. Jeremy is the king for doing it the hard way. Sign Nick. All right. So, yeah, if we take you at 100 and Nick at 113, that's 236 that you guys have lost between you. We need you two together at the next pinball event, all right? And by the time it's all said and done, between Nick and Jeremy, you're going to have to, you will have lost in Amanda, who's fighting her own fight. Incredible stuff. Incredible. If you have questions for the unofficial Eric Zane AMA on the live chat, by all means. Because I think that that is how we are going to have to get through this show today. Rebecca says, updates on one, podcast with Queen of the Forest. And two, calendar photo shoot. Okay, these are the updates. I haven't lifted one finger to make either of these happen. I think they are great ideas and they should happen. They should happen. But we will see. We all know that if I talk about it on here, there's a fairly good chance that it is not going to happen. Let's see. Jeremy says in that first pic of Nick, he's not wearing a black belt. He's wearing a tire. Tyler says, how old is Nick? Nick says he's 43. You're 43? I would have said 33. Oh, my God. Megan is in the house. Thank you. Man Bun Chris says, easy. Eric Zane Show podcast, Grammar Police. Easy, are you planning on the game tomorrow? Just trying to get a head count. Did I not commit? Yeah, I'll be there. God damn it. I think we had a conversation about that.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
We've got bald head care talk between Jeremy and Nick. So that's fun. Tophus is here. Eating your depression is seriously way too easy to do. Yeah, I think Tophus is a little bit of a chunky monkey as well. So I'm thinking that Tophus could probably, like, if you're depressed about anything at any one point, it might be because you're a chunky monkey. And we could, in 46 weeks from now, be talking about you ripped, laying tons of pipe. Just something to think about. Keep that in the back of your brain. Uh, Let's see. Megan says, I have had great results with the bariatric physicians at Spectrum. Okay, now that I wasn't aware of that. I don't know your medical history. Did you have that type of procedure done as well? Let's see here. Yeah, Nick says they turned my stomach into a sleeve, so I had almost no stomach. Jeremy says he thinks he's going to be able to get off of his antidepressants too. Lose weight and, oh my God, BP down. Brain, fantastic. Can you imagine that? That fat causes all that shit? God damn. What an epidemic. Bob says the pair of you lost Bob in weight. Megan says, way to go. It's not cheating by any means. Surgery is not easy. Yeah, who gives a shit? Just as long as you lose the weight. That's all that matters. Rebecca says, do we have another pinball event on the calendar? We don't right now, but we need to. Alan says, are you actually the admin of the Segment 18 Facebook page? It's a great question. It's an outstanding question. No. I was lying there. Trying to get those people worked up by announcing that I own the page now. There is zero truth to that. But everybody believed it. In fact, Nick in Houston, he goes, oh my God, I can't believe that they gave you the admin rights. And I go, yeah, I was lying about that. And he goes, oh man, I totally believed it. I understand that. That's easy to believe because I said it. And all you got to do is look somebody with a straight face and they'll halfway believe just about anything. But no, that was all bullshit just in an attempt to get those people riled up. On Friday, when I posted that thing on the Segment 18 Freebird Out Wings Facebook page, which is a fan page, I wanted them to see that video, but I also knew full well that this was going to result in days of promotion. And it had probably the greatest effect. It was the most successful ad campaign I have ever done, to put that out there. And then all I had to do is understand that these people were going to say terrible things about me. But that was very entertaining. That I was able to spend a lot of time having a great time engaging those people. And it was all good. It was all fantastic. And then there were so many people that were doing psych exams about me and suggesting that I'm mentally disabled and that I am abusing my wife and my family hates my guts. I mean, all these wild leaps in logic and jumps, generalizations about me and about what goes on. And it's like, Jesus Christ, these people are wound up. I really, really got them in a hissy, a tizzy, the panties in a bunch. No one says I got you in a hissy. But no, I don't own that page. I was just being an asshole. But I'll probably say it again at some point because these people are dumb. Those are stupid fucking people. Most of them. Maureen says, easy. Did you remember to bring your new markers upstairs? Not only did I bring them up, and by the way, thank you again for sending them. They're right here. I've already used the one. Thank you for taking care of me, madam. Clown of Carnage says, yes. 43, 44, 2 weeks. I don't know what that means. I lost the context. Rebecca says, you say that if you talk about it, that it won't happen. But here we are, and book club is happening. That's true. I just need to put my mind to it. The thing about the calendar shoot, all that's going to need is just planning, some wardrobe, some makeup, location scouting. We can do it all in one day. We just got to shoot it and then get somebody to make it or maybe just throw it up on Etsy or some shit. You're right. Ben Glaze is here. He says, "Easy, I came across an old Reddit thread about you being suspended in October of 2014. You said on Twitter that had something to do with your firing. Are you able to talk about that?" Okay, in October of 14, that was when I played the Peter Griffin AIDS drops and the other AIDS drops that we had on the instant replay. And in case you don't remember, there was a commercial by the Michigan Department of Health that was running on the radio, like a paid advertisement that said, "Hey, if you have there is a life with AIDS. You can live with AIDS." And then while that's playing with his heartfelt music underneath it and some guy saying, "I have AIDS and I'm going to live," you hear like a comedian say in a drop over the commercial, "Will you just please die of AIDS?" It was ridiculous. And then you hear like the Peter Griffin song, "You have AIDS." And I mean, really? And then, so I would always do that over the commercial. We had been doing it for 10 years prior. Always did it. And then somebody complained. Now, I don't know if it was a person who had AIDS. The person claimed that his lover had AIDS, who was complaining. Now, I don't know who did that. It might have been a guy who actually had a lover who had AIDS. It could have been Freebeer with a fake email just wanting to get me in trouble. I don't know who sent it. I was just told that there was a guy who was an AIDS enthusiast that said that. And so Russ called me in the corner office, and I'm looking at him like this. "Well, you got to be fucking kidding me," on my face. And he goes, "Oh, yeah, that's a horrible thing. You're suspended." And then he wrote up a deal and said, "If you do this again, you're fired." I was like, "Fuck, this is bullshit." So I went away. Ben said, "You said on Twitter that had something to do with your firing." Yeah, that was my last strike. Or that was my second strike, I guess. I don't even know what the first one was. The third one was when I made fun of Fuckface. Not, I shouldn't say Fuckface. Joel and I are cool. When I made fun of Joel's pants, that's, you know, February of 16. I should point out that after the AIDS thing, Russ said I had to attend like sensitivity training. And I said, "Okay, I will, whatever." And then he said, I go, "Well, you want me to like seek this out and figure out the place that can do this?" And he goes, "No, I will." I go, "Okay." And then like for several weeks, I would say, "So boss, do we got anything? Am I doing my training?" And he said, "No, not yet." And he never did it. So then I stopped asking. I was like, "Well, if you don't care, I don't care. Fuck you." So that's probably what I meant about that, Mr. Ben Glaze. Which, by the way, Thursday, we've got a big fraud Thursday. With Who Are These Free Beers, show number 62, and then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, show number 200. Oh, my God. And we have a very special show planned. It's going to be exactly like the previous 199. Murder lover Linda says, "Have you gone to any high school reunions? My 40th high school reunion is coming up and struggling with whether to go or not." Here's my take on 40th reunion. I like going there and seeing what people look like, how they've changed. But I think I can also get that on Facebook. That's the only reason why I follow these people on Facebook, so I can see if they're fucked up. Because when you go to these things, like I don't really talk to anybody that I went to high school with. I talked to a few people, barely. I mean, I talked to Jeffrey, of course. And I talked to Lighthouser and Pat Colleen, but Pat's a year younger. I talked to the Bennies. That's about it. Maybe Buscemi. Sorry, there's a few. All right. But then there's all the other people. And you got to understand that those conversations are going to be really awkward because you have nothing really to share anything with these people other than you went to school with them. Unless you were like, I mean, if you were really loose in high school, Linda, and like an aggressive lover with several dudes, you might have some laughs there. There might be some fun talking about the all-night porkathons and when dudes ran a train on you. But, I mean, outside of that, I don't know. I mean, Linda says that question was for easy, but anyone can chime in. Let's throw this out there. Have any audience members, either man or woman, have you had a train run on you? Now, if you're a guy that's had a train run on you, that's incredible. Now, if you're a lady, that's also incredible. But there might be even more judging because the way of the world. That's the way it is. So if there's any people that want to volunteer the information, whether or not they had a train run on them, you're allowed to raise that hand. I'll go over the responses momentarily. Rebecca has a great question. Or maybe you were a guy who was part of the train. Now, I have never run a train on anyone, and I haven't been part of a train, nor have I been like a receiver of training by guys. There has never been any type of absurd group sex in my life. My sexual life hasn't been that, you know, out there. Occasionally you'll meet somebody that's, you know, remember that time when Amanda told us that she got two dudes that were jamming it into her? I think they were cousins or something like that. I mean, she offered that up. That actually happened. Megan says, I've been working with them since just after my hysterectomy. I couldn't lose weight to save my life. I had AFib regularly and had severe sleep apnea. Wow. My God, I had no idea. Tophus earlier was talking about food. He says, and a lot of the issues is the shit they put in food, he says. Rebecca talks about Jeremy. He got the girl. He did get the girl. He got the powerful woman. Man Bun Chris says, I haven't gone to any of those family reunions either. I still keep in touch with people I was friends with. I went to one. I think it was, the 20-year. The 20-year class reunion. It was all right, but the thing about those is everybody's drunk, fucked up, and I'm just there sitting with my thumb up my ass. Diana doesn't know anybody. I don't know. I think you get a lot of Eric Zaitunian at those. You go, hey, what's up, guy? I mean, I don't remember their names. They got like name tags, and I'm like looking at the name tag. Oh, and I still don't remember. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, math class. Yeah, that was cool. Holy shit. Oh, my God. No, I don't know, man. I might just do, like, look at them on Facebook. Clown of Carnage, Nick, in GR, Black Belt Nick, says, I was pre-diabetic, too, and my liver shrank. Jesus. Jeremy says, the fat causes lack of confidence. Lack of confidence leads to lack of self-esteem. Lack of self-esteem leads to depression. Exactly. When you lose the fat and you realize chicks want to take you to Pound Town, I mean, that hits you. That is a good thing. That's why you can't be disgusting. But you got to do something. You got to lift a finger. You got to do that shit for yourself. You're either going to do it or you're not. It's up to you. It's either you lose the weight, live, or you don't and die. Megan says, no more sleep apnea. AFib is much decreased. Hormones are better, and so is my anxiety. No surgery, diet changes, and meds. Outstanding. Jeremy says, I'm going to do a sleep study soon to see if I can get off my CPAP. Wow, I didn't even know you were on that thing. So CPAP, depression meds, blood pressure, all of that shit because you were disgusting. Cole with a great question. Do you think Free Beer and Hot Wings are aware of who are these podcasts? Probably. I mean, that's a pretty popular show. It's not as popular as Who Are These Broadcasts, but it's pretty popular. Megan says to Jeremy, I sleep so fucking well now. And then Nick says, I'm still on my CPAP, but I had apnea before I got fat. Easy, did you see Ben's question? Yeah, that was the one I already covered. I'm always behind on these. I'm just getting caught up right now. The most disturbing thing I saw was that people who love Maitland and Tommy and want more of them. Yeah, you know, that just goes to show you there's someone for everyone. You can be just a nice person and be a success on the radio. Now, if she was alone hosting a radio show or with Tommy, I mean, it's unlistenable. These people can't do anything when it comes to verbalizing. They don't have the wits. They don't have the chops. They don't have the experience. And they don't have the talent. These aren't talented individuals. They've been at it long enough. They should have some degree of acumen at this point. They do not. They're terrible. All right. David talking about me and the age drops. That was funny every fucking time. Ben says it's the only reason I'd listen to the commercial breaks. Where's Russ at these days? Russ runs the Riverbank Run. He's a douche. Man Bun Chris says, what was your last interaction with Greggy? I texted him. When Norm MacDonald died, they played a clip from when I had Norm MacDonald on the show. And their show. And I was busting his balls about something, and it was great, of course, and it was hilarious, but Greg was still, like, sad that it was just the day after he died, and Greg actually said, I'm so sad that he was so mean to him. I'm so glad we're not like that anymore. He actually said that. So I wrote to him, fuck you, you dumb motherfucker. And he wrote back something like, well, it's true. Fuck you. That was the last interaction I had with that filthy cunt. Alan says, everyone has to show easy their feet. Oh, don't tempt me. Maureen says, we went to our 45th high school reunion last summer. It was fun. I recognized everyone. Maureen says, I probably look better than 80% of them, believe it or not. Oh, I believe that. I believe it's more like 100. Tophus says, weren't they cousins who ran a train on her, on Amanda? That's what I remember, but be true. Does the queen of the forest know that you're in defeat? Oh God, yes. But she's like, stop it. You're sick. You're a fuck. Chris says, everybody I liked in high school, I still hang out with. Yeah, I don't hang out with anybody. Linda says she was never a slut. That's a terrible term for someone who likes lots of sex. I mean, you can't fault someone who likes lots of sex. Megan says, I have never been to a high school reunion nor been a part of any train ever. Well, let me just tell you this right now, that if you said the opposite of that, I'm ending the podcast. I can't. No, I don't want to live in that world. Thank you very much. Peach Doobie. Looks like a new name. Don't know who that is. Thank you for coming out of the woodwork. Went to my 10-year high school reunion, but no choo-choo. Alan says, I had four different women at once. We were all very intoxicated, not my proudest women. So you and four. Okay. What do you mean, not my proudest moment? If you're single and ready to mingle, that's something that, I mean, you look back on that and it's like, holy shit. That's like a staggering bit of info. That's like impressive. I'm not saying it's like, wow, you're the greatest. That's pretty rare, I think. I've never had anybody say that there was, that they had ever, I don't even know anyone other than Amanda and her cousins who have been taken to Pound Town by more than one person. I usually don't ask those questions. But that's five. That's a fivesome. Holy moly. Megan says, I went on an Amway train to Chicago. I think you mean an Amtrak train. Matt is silly. Molly says, I've been out of school for 10 years. I never got invited to the 5 or 10 year. Well, I think you got to seek it out. You know, you got it. Sometimes that people fall through the cracks. Ben says, the closest I got to running a train on someone was when my friends were in the room when I was doing it. Okay, hold on a minute. This is new information. This probably needs to be discussed more on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I don't know. I don't recall ever discussing this because I probably would have had questions. So you are getting it on with someone and your friends are in the room. Were they like watching you? Or were they just like hanging out? I need to know more about this. Maybe don't answer now. That's something we can look forward to on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast when Ben was having sex with his friends watching him. Ugh. Ben says, it was talked about on FBHW when I was an intern. They were watching. I can't believe we talked about that. I don't recall that. Nick says, I had a chance for a three-way, but turned it down. So the way this would work in my world is if Pooh Bear said, hey, let's have a three-way with this person. Now, at that point, you know, I didn't come up with it. I didn't bring it up. It would hit me out of the blue. Then I'd be like, well, you know what they say, happy wife, happy life. Okay, that is probably the only way that would happen, but that's never going to happen. That is not really in the playbook. Yeah, so I'll just banish that thought. And it's not something that I'm like wanting to happen, you know? I would probably be a disaster with, you know, being that that is something new. It would be so strange to me. It would probably mess with my head. And I should probably voice that before that activity were to begin, because I'd be like, you know, this is how I feel, you know? Tyler writes, my dad told me when he was younger, he was at a get-together and a girl was getting a train ran on her. He was offered a turn and declined. Wait a minute. Your dad told you that? Ugh. Why would your father tell you that? That's kind of weird. Wouldn't that damage you? I mean, how old were you, like 7 when he told you that one? What was your age when your dad told you that he was running a train on somebody? Or that he was watching a girl getting a train run on her, and they said, hey, you want to get in on the action? All right. More talk about trains. Didn't the Zaniacs try to get you in on one on WBBL? Oh, yeah, that was referenced all the time. I forgot all about that. I try to banish that. But I don't like having sex with women who have genital warts that look like there's large fungus on vagina lips, which is what that would be. Maureen says, I hope Eric reads this in Maureen voice. My train had only one car. I married my high school sweetheart, and we are celebrating 42 years this fall. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.